As we open up to our light, as we open up to our divine union, they're asking us to perform a miracle ahead of time and consenting to the blessings that are to unfold. In other words, the more that we stand upright, the more that we proclaim, excuse me, that divine union of truth, we grow in our divine aspiration. In other words, we want to recognize that we are the ones leading us to wholeness, that there's not an outside force that can convey this to us, that we are the ones that advance, we're the ones that consent, and we're the ones that dream. So the more that we stay alive, when they're saying stay alive, they mean truly alive. In other words, not following the ego's pastimes, but moving into our full broadcast. So when we say things ahead of time, what we're doing is we're activating our faith, we're activating our brilliance, and we're consenting to the heavenly value, because what we're doing is we're allowing that truth to be stayed, to be exercised, to be determined, to be advanced, to be accepted, to be leaned upon, to be elevated, to be embraced. So every time there was another word, there was another activation. It was like, yes, yes, or again, or again. And so as you receive this offering, just feel it, sense it, identify it with increasing and multiplying, increasing and multiplying. So every time you say yes, you activate the divine response that is here in your very midst. So it's very important to recognize that the new earth is already here. Your Christ itself, your I Am presence is already here. What we're learning is to amplify that deliverance. In other words, we're the ones that are seeking higher kindness. We're not waiting for that amplification to be distributed. We're here learning how to release that whole back positioning. In other words, attesting to the past, following the ego, following the death marches, if you will, like just that 3D where everything's just staying on its normal course. So that's going to continue for those that are involved. What we're doing is we're seeking kinder gesturing. So just imagine like you're a bird moving into higher branches, or you're going up to the Himalayan mountains, whatever it is. There's this like outreach approach of certainty where you're already ascending, you're already declaring victory, you're already arriving, you're already pivoting to that higher frequency and no keeping that is already here, arrived, permitted, extended, enveloped, seeking your grand display. In other words, it's seeking your recognition. Imagine you have a guest, like it's at, who's at your doorstep waiting for you to come home, and it's like seeking your handout, seeking your outreached hand. So like to shake your hand, welcome in. So the more that we understand that we are the ones performing miracles, there's not some outside presence that's going to do it for us, that we're the ones consenting to their new brilliance, we're the ones consenting to the new orchestration, we're the ones allowing that new breath of relevance to proceed. So when we say proceed, we mean to activate, to envelop, to take over our very existence. So there's a little bit of like the ego's like, wait a minute, very existence? What happens to me? Where do I go? So this is where we're coming alive. When they keep saying coming alive, is we're moving beyond the ego. We're moving beyond past tense. We're moving beyond programming. We're moving beyond the matrix into our halo justification. So in other words, it's already here, it's already prepared, it's already available, it's already singing our happy tune, it's already fully evolved. We're not trying to ascend. What we're doing is we're agreeing, we're correcting the illusion that we could ever be kept out of love's majesty, that we could ever forget our divinity. So that's the false agreement of separation that's coming to a conclusion as we triumph. So when we receive that word triumph, it's a little bit like a pivot. It's a little bit like, and now we sashay over, and now we move over, and now we take that leap of faith, and now we bring forth that heavenly overture. So we want to remember that each of us committed to this new time sequencing, to this new timeline, to this new justification of allowance, because this is the broadcast that is bringing forth, heralding in the new awareness. And so that heart-centered consciousness has to be heard and restored amongst the many. In other words, it's not like, oh, it's here, we just sit and hold our hands out. There's this, I don't want to say that it's like an agreement. It's an agreement where we drop the old pastime. Just imagine you're playing an old game, jump rope or whatever it is, and it's like, here comes the ice cream truck. So I'm dropping the jump rope and I'm moving into my divine inheritance. So again, ice cream truck, it's they're saying like the malt, the milk, you know, Hathor, it's like the nutrients of the Divine Mother. So we want to remember we're bringing in the Divine Mother, the divine feminine, into concrete, substantial awareness. So each of us are justified, each of us are permitted. And so again, there needs to be this divine union where we have the keys to the kingdom, the right to our follow through with the divine masculine, where we have the ability to bring forth truth. So it's love and truth, and holding that element of that divine keeping within. So the divine keeping within is the activation of our sacred heart as we are willing, as we are justified. So when we receive that activation of the sacred heart, wherever you're leaving someone outside in the cold, staying in Siberia, staying in an outcast favor, that needs to be rectified. So allow that to be presented, allow that to be unified, allow all of those seemingly enemies of the state, if you will, to come into the hearth, to come into the warmth, to come into the awareness where all is forgiven. Until we offer all the keys to the kingdom, we stay in the separated illusion. So we stay in fear, because if we could hold someone else in outcast status, that means that could be done to us. So we want to recognize that we're leaving an old paradigm, we're leaving an old consciousness, and moving inch by inch, step by step, sachet by sachet, into our new relevance that's already seeking our return, that's already seeking our homecoming. Just imagine like there's a picnic spread out and it's like, oh, we were waiting for you. We were waiting for you. So feel your I am assurance, feel your divine presence, and feel that outreach handshake. It could be a handshake, it could be arms open wide, it could be food, it could be jewels, it could be physical health, it could be just awareness of your higher self, so you're not always wondering what the next right turn is. So you want to feel that in broadcast measure. So you may feel it is just warmth, you may see an amazing feast, you may have like 20 masters congratulating you. So you want to feel that homecoming extremity of kindness, in other words, welcoming. And what, as we allow ourselves do return is we're crossing over the moat, we're crossing over the border, we're moving into the new timeline, we're moving into our new extreme of delight. Now, in order to perform this miracle, we have to bring forth love of self. We have to bring forth trust of self. So now what is being sort of like exercised, teased out, are all those places where we've been shooting ourselves like that emotional arrow that's causing us rift. All that is coming to full, full healing. So again, we're welcoming ourselves home and we want to receive ourselves. And just notice, is it easy to receive yourself? Are you still upset over what happened in the past? Whatever it is, just imagine it being healed. Imagine this light just shimmering and just bringing forth corrective value where you welcome yourself. You welcome yourself. The love that you maintain for self is to be given properly to others. We're only going to extend that outreach, that outpouring of love without division, as we unite with that within our own very breastplate. So allow yourself to receive your whole placement, your whole encompassing acquirement. So when I'm bringing this forth, I'm losing a little bit of a slip. And it has to do with where I'm still holding a knife to myself and suffering. So again, it's just like noticing what comes up, not with, oh my gosh, you know, wait a minute, I'm behind, but recognizing that your higher self is bringing you into the present. So whatever it is that needs to be released, needs to be transferred for allocation. So again, bringing it to Archangel Michael, bringing it to your highest halo, bringing it to Saint Germain's Violet Flame, whatever feels most natural. I'm just simply bringing it to my I Am presence. So it's like, this isn't real. I realize this is part of the delusion, and I offer it at mercy. So in other words, I offer it to be diffused. So when I said that, that imagery that I was receiving is no longer. That imagery I was receiving is no longer. So that's how quickly this can proceed. This can be emoted. This can be brought to justification. So remember the energies that we are displaying, that we are activating, that are in our very midst, have, they're saying like an urgency to them, in essence, a power to them. So we want to remember that we are uniting with our light, and that light brings forth great power, that light brings forth great emphasis. So we're the ones with the magician card, we're the ones executing that magic. So you want to notice that. They're using, as long as I think of my, but for the moment, my as an example, where, you know, they're saying, it's almost like when the going gets tough, the tough get going. What they mean by that is it wasn't just through osmosis that I got relief. I had to play with it. I had to notice what came up, and I had to release it. So in other words, we each have the power to consent to our heavenly advancement. And so allow that power to be stirred, allow that power to be given, allow that power to be exercised. In other words, you're the one holding Archangel's sword. You're the one with Archangel Raphael's healing abilities. You're the one with the ability to advance with every note. So allow that to be indicated, allow that to be followed through. Follow through is it's moving into every area of your convenience. This means every aspect of your life, because we're moving through a portal with no return, and no return is we don't have to go back. There's no going backwards, we're moving through. So whatever needs to be released in order that we can canvas, in other words, in order that we can display our wares. Our wares are almost like you show up at checkpoint and it's like, the indicator's buzzing, you need to release something. So we want to offer that. We want to release everything that no longer serves our present. Because as we allow our present, as we allow the orchestration of our higher self to be deemed, to be valued, to be immersed, to be merged. And this is what we're doing, is we're merging with our I Am alliance. So when we bring forth that Christ acknowledgement, this is the point of Jeshua's time on earth and in our very midst. It's for the Christ in mass to arrive. And this is what we're arriving at. This is what we're stating. This is the divine union. This is the heart-centered consciousness. This is the great awakening that's upon us. So now we understand there's a great heave-ho. In other words, a shift in paradigm is like on foot. And so as we allow that shift to occur, there's a unified agreement that's just waiting for our hand, that's waiting for our excellence, that's waiting for our arrival. So we want to make that shift with ease, and we're going to notice that the old timeline's still playing out. That's important for us to understand, because we're drawing our own best conclusion. In other words, we now have the commitment of like the right hand of the Father. In other words, we're holding the Christ in excellence as we come into divine immanence. So in other words, we're choosing light, we're choosing wholeness. As we honor that wholeness, as we honor the love of self, we are going to notice that the kind of like the bickering, the judgment that we used to display, it's not going to be there because we're no longer whole. There's no longer a place of judgment. So this is the light that's coming into our full proxy, into our full value, and allowing that divine union to present. So again, we're welcoming in the divine feminine, we're welcoming the divine masculine, and we're holding that union in full unification. When I say unification, there's just this infinity symbol that it's almost like balancing between my two hands. And when I receive that, it's like I become this tree and it's like my two lungs. So however you're receiving it, you're noticing that you're the one coming into balance, that in essence, you're witnessing the transformation and filling God's glory. In other words, what we seek on the outside is going to be experienced through the consent within. So this is where we're stepping up. We're stepping, sort of like in is the best way I can explain it. When I say in, it's like you're just enveloped. You're enveloped, so just like white light through and through. And allow that shift to be extended. So this is every aspect of your life now that is part of like the dream makeup of your life has now come into further advancement. So in other words, everything's responding to your new atmosphere, everything's responding to your new frequency, everything's responding to your new heavenly bliss. And so allow that to twist and turn, meaning allow those shifts to be attainable. So this is where miracles are upon us. A miracle is just recognizing there's a new engagement as you are willing. So as we are willing, we are the ones that are shifting. We are the ones stepping into our new evolved status. So allow that to occur with ease. Allow anything that has been avoided up to now to be presented, because now that we're holding this new acceptance, the energy, the light, the stirring, the love, what wasn't even conceivable as possible to be witnessed, to be healed, is now just easy peasy, because we're identifying with our true self. We're not, so again, we've moved past the old fear-based personality self into our true alliance. So it's this upgraded allowance that then has the tools, that then has the ability, the capacity to part ways with the old fellowship. So allow that to occur through infinity. And allow the shift, allow the energy to be received by all others, drawing near. So all others involved in our storyline in this lifetime, as we recall it. All others in graduated presence, so in our future, in upcoming lives, allow all to be presented with holy remembrance and allow that energy to touch near and abroad. So all the rift in your particular country and other countries, wars, the belief in countries and borders, the belief in separation, allow it all to be received and united. And take just another moment and make that so. Remember, we're agreeing with our divine conclusion. So whatever you're sensing is the divine conclusion. At some point, I bring forth my I Am presence full and full, through and through. And so it's like you're ordering it, you're agreeing with it. Just like if you order something, you don't have a lot of doubt about it. It's like, I ordered it, they'll bring it, they'll deliver it. So we're acknowledging that last step in the now present. You may need to take a deep breath as that comes in. Take another deep breath and allow yourself full immersion. Happiness, inner glow, inner smile, inner delight. Receive, receive, receive. And so it's certain.